Welcome, dear listeners, to another enlightening episode of MC Campground Chronicles presented by Modern Campground. This is your sanctuary, where we dive deep into the fascinating world of campgrounds, sharing tales of innovation, resilience, and success straight from the heart of America's camping industry. Today, we're about to embark on an intriguing journey, a tale that's as inspiring as it is instructive, set in the panoramic vistas of Montana. Meet our protagonist for the day, Mr. Thaddeus Thad Lancaster, the proud owner of the unique and picturesque Ponderosa Pine Park nestled amidst the towering mountains and serene beauty of Big Sky Country. Thad, a rugged man with a heart as vast as the Montana prairies, is a veritable institution in the camping community. His hair might be silvered with age, yet his eyes still twinkle with the same youthful passion that drove him to establish the Ponderosa Pine Park years ago. Under his seasoned guidance, this once modest campground has evolved into a thriving sanctuary for both nature lovers and adventurers alike. Thad's unique approach to maintaining his campground, blended with his knack for novel ideas, has kept Ponderosa Pine Park buzzing with activity and alive with the spirit of communal bonding. Today, we delve into one such unique initiative of his, the Campground Makers Market. We'll explore how this market evolved into a vibrant platform for artisans to sell their crafts, its impact on Ponderosa Pine Park, and the broader camping community. So buckle up, dear listeners, as we set off on this captivating journey with Thad Lancaster and his Campground Makers Market.
I remember it as if it were yesterday. The Ponderosa Pine Park had recently celebrated its 10th anniversary. We had a loyal, diverse community of campers. But there was a challenge that had been nagging at me for quite some time. The local artisans, those talented souls who crafted the most exquisite pieces of art, were facing difficulties in finding a platform to sell their crafts. Many campers had often expressed to me their admiration for these local handicrafts, and there was certainly an appetite for these works of art. But the absence of a dedicated space and the logistics of setting up a market were daunting factors holding us back. In the heart of the campground, we had a sizable clearing, often used for community events and gatherings. It was there, amidst the towering pines and the humming cicadas, that the idea of the Campground Makers Market was born. I considered several options, from hosting an annual crafts festival to setting up a permanent craft store. But both these alternatives had their drawbacks. A once-a-year festival lacked continuity, and a permanent store didn't provide the diversity and dynamism a market could offer. The Campground Makers Market, a weekly event, seemed to address these concerns, providing a sustainable platform for artisans while adding a vibrant charm to the campground. Implementing the idea was an adventure of its own, riddled with unexpected roadblocks but also some unexpected successes. Navigating the logistics, from setting up the stalls to scheduling the artisans, was a task that required meticulous planning. We faced some resistance initially, especially from those skeptical about disrupting the peaceful campground life. However, the turning point came when we organized a mini trial run market. The campers were captivated by the rich tapestry of crafts, the riot of colors, and the stories each of these pieces held. The overwhelming positive response silenced the skeptics and bolstered our confidence. The Campground Makers Market soon became a staple of life at Ponderosa Pine Park, and the impact it had was beyond what I'd initially envisioned. It became a hub of social interaction, an avenue for cultural exchange, and a source of income for local artisans. It brought an unprecedented vibrancy to the campground, infusing it with a sense of community that was infectious. One valuable practice we learned along the way was to constantly engage with both the artisans and the campers, incorporating their feedback to improve and evolve the market. This two-way dialogue was instrumental in shaping the success of the Campground Makers Market, ensuring it remained an enjoyable experience for all involved.
As we close this captivating chapter of Thad's journey with Ponderosa Pine Park and the Campground Makers Market, we are left with an impression of something more than just a tale of challenge and resolution. It's more than a story of an innovative solution to a knotty problem. It's a testament to the ethos of community building, of connecting people with arts and culture, and of creating a symbiotic environment where everyone benefits and grows. The Campground Makers Market is a shining example of harnessing the inherent beauty of community and creativity within the camping world. It underscored that a campground is not just a place to camp, but also a platform where interesting initiatives can bring people together, foster community engagement, and open new avenues of economic opportunity for artisans. We learned from Thad about the importance of perseverance, open-mindedness, and how a well-planned, community-centric approach can create a lasting impact that extends far beyond the borders of a campground. It's been a pleasure taking you all on this journey alongside Thad and the vibrant community at Ponderosa Pine Park. We hope you found it as inspiring and insightful as we did. And remember, every campground has its stories, its challenges, and its victories. All it needs is a dash of creativity, a pinch of determination, and a hearty dollop of community spirit. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of MC Campground Chronicles, presented by Modern Campground. If you liked what you heard today, and we're sure you did, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. We have many more intriguing stories, valuable insights, and inspiring journeys from the world of campgrounds lined up for you. So stay tuned and get ready for another enthralling episode coming your way soon.